The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another chapter of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Since 2007, the Business Ethics Alliance has worked to elevate and inspire leaders, organizations, and communities through positive, practical business ethics education. Their executive director is Dr. Anne Marie Marlier. Anne Marie, thanks so much for taking the time.
It is an absolute pleasure, Mike.
So what is the organization Business Ethics Alliance?
We provide positive, practical business ethics education. So what that means is that many organizations and many industries require ethics education as part of their program, as part of ongoing licensure and certification. And we provide that ethics education through workshops, through community outreach, through Ethics Space, which I know we'll talk about a little bit later. Our goal is to make ethics, dare I say, fun and positive versus that dry thing we remember in school. It's not to tell someone what to do or to look at an organization and say, ooh, you did something bad. But it's to help facilitate discussions about what doing the right thing looks like, balanced with doing what's right for the organization or the cause. We've been doing that ever since the Enron scandal hit, and that was huge for us in Omaha.
Oh, sure.
They were based here.
Sure.
And the business community was really impacted by that. So our founder, Dr. Beverly Crocker, got together with the Hyder College of Business, the Omaha Greater Chamber of Commerce, and the Better Business Bureau, and they had some conversations with business leaders. How do we prevent that from ever happening again? And what they found is that there were things internally at organizations, checks and balances for compliance. There were state regulations and federal laws, but nothing helped guide ethical business behavior, and thus the Business Ethics Alliance was born.
I'll be darned. Just to jump ahead to last fall, quite the partnership that you made with the BBB.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that? Because the Better Business Bureau has been giving out ethics awards for the past few years now. So it seems like that was a really good match.
It is a match made in heaven. The Better Business Bureau of the Midwest Plains, which is the Better Business Bureau in our region, has been around for over 100 years. And so creating workplace trust is their mission. So with our mission of providing positive, practical business ethics education, the match truly was made in heaven. So we worked very hard last fall to find a way to make this partnership happen. And as of January 1st, we have a formal affiliation with the Better Business Bureau of the Midwest Plains. They're the fourth largest BBB region in North America.
On Thursday, March 12th at Creighton University right here in Omaha, Ethics Space 2026. Can you talk about what that event is?
Of course. So Creighton University is also one of our founding partners, and we've enjoyed a long, long founding partnership with them. At the Hyder College of Business in the Harper Center at Creighton, we will have Ethics Space, which is a half-day symposium format that brings together a keynote speaker, panelists, and breakout sessions, all focused on an ethical issue. So it starts at 8:30 with some networking. From 9 until 1, we'll have the formal program, which does have a keynote speaker and a panel and workshops. And then afterwards, there's some dessert and coffee networking as well. So Jason Bevan, who is a former Warner Brothers creative head, is going to be our keynote speaker. And so he's going to be talking about, you know, how do we tell stories? Why do we tell stories? How can we do that ethically? And what are some of the implications that AI has had on how we do that? And then we'll have a panel that will break down some of the individual elements of storytelling, like purpose. Exploring trust. How do you build trust through storytelling? And then our workshops will cover how to put all of those elements together in an ethical manner. So how do you gather the data? How do you use data ethically? How do you capture testimonials? How do you ethically target your audience? How do you weigh the benefits of being positive in your storytelling with maybe sometimes there need to be some, I hate to use this word, but some negativity to make a point.
Or to tell the truth.
I mean, or to tell the truth.
So sometimes, sometimes the story is, unfortunately, it's not good news, but here's the facts, and here's what we hope to do moving forward. It sounds just wonderful. It's Thursday, March 12th at Creighton University in Omaha. You can find information on this at businessethicsalliance.org. She is the executive director of the Business Ethics Alliance. Her name is Dr. Anne Marie Marlier. Anne Marie, thank you so much for taking the time, and good luck on the huge event.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike. I've just so enjoyed our time together.